Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Oh, geez, putting an apple on the dust is not helping. Tell us about this poll.
No, more like tax on the teacher's seat. We did a survey of likely voters in the city of Lansing just a little while ago, and we wanted to get a general overall perception or perspective of the playing field going into the November general election. And also, we wanted to get an assessment of voters' priorities and how well they thought current city government is meeting those priorities. And first off, they set their priorities at the top. They have being fiscally responsible, being tough on crime, fixing roads and bridges, things like that. But then following up with those questions down the line, we asked them how well they thought city council was attending to those priorities. And they gave them poor grades, as you said, especially on issues like setting the right priorities for spending tax dollars. Gave them a D+, 1.86 average. For balancing the budget, gave them another D+, 1.84. The big whopper here came with the handling of the medical marijuana providers at 1.36 GPA, a D- on that. So it's obvious to us that there's a disconnect here between the priorities of the voters in Lansing and what's happening in City Hall.
In all, 300 people were polled in a random sample using voter list. The survey has a 5.6% margin of error. Something I was interested in, I don't know if you asked this question or not, but we heard from a lot of folks who thought for the millage increase election that they thought the city did not do a good job in getting the word out and getting support out and making it known that there was an election. Did you address that?
We didn't address the last poll because we were trying to see what's coming up down the road and what the priorities are right now and what the playing field looks like going into the next election. So, no, we did not address that last election or issues surrounding that last election. But there is obviously some discontent here with what's happening with city council. I mean, we did some general questioning about job approval, and city council's numbers were not that good, to say the least. And they came in at 46 approve, 46 disapprove, but the big results here were in the intensity. 21% said they strongly disapproved of the council's performance, and only 4% said they strongly approved. You compare that with the mayor. The mayor was doing a bit better. He was at 57% approve versus 37% approve. So you can tie that to, you know, their discontent with what's happening in City Hall seems to be leaning toward City Council. They're looking at Council as maybe the problem here and where the change needs to be made.
And Paul, if people want to take a look at this poll, can they go to a website?
They could go to our website, Marketing Resource Group. It's mrgmi.com, and we will have the press releases and the results linked there.
All right, Paul King with the Marketing Resource Group. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you very much, Tony.